The following is another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Gibbon gets it across the timeline to Baker. Baker had a little room but stopped with the dribble, so kicks it out to Van Meter for another three, and Tessa will hit her second one of the ball game.
Tonight, the postseason continues in Grand Island with the C-19 Girls Sub-District Semifinals. Up first, the Gibbon Buffaloes battle the top-seeded Minden Whippets. High School Basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
45 seconds to go. Jamie Kissinger, skip pass to Brooke. Gives it to Bauer. She's going to try the three and hit it. We're tied. Allie Bauer hits her first three. 35 all, 30 seconds to go.
Gibbon snapped a seven-game losing streak in spectacular fashion last night and will need another incredible effort tonight to upset third-ranked Minden. It's the Whippets and the Buffaloes coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Rosencrantz Gym here at Grand Island Northwest High School. It is C-19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament time. A little early start tonight, a 5:30 tip, as the Minden Lady Whippets take on the Lady Buffaloes from Gibbon. Doug Duda and our producer Stacy Johns with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as the road to Lincoln begins here. And last night, Gibbon was able to eliminate Wood River in rather astonishing fashion, a team that had lost seven in a row, had just got Jerrica Pearson, their all-conference player, back, but only had 13 points at halftime and trailed by 19 in the second half. Found a way to come back, force the game into overtime with a putback by Pearson with 8 seconds to go, and eventually win 41-36. Now, obviously, the task will be a lot taller here tonight, but one thing that needs to be mentioned, this 10-10 Gibbon team was 9-3 at one point this season. Then Pearson got hurt. If Jerrica can handle the basketball tonight, they may have a chance to at least stick around in this ball game against Minden, who just a week ago in the in their great season tied a state record with 15 three-point buckets in one ball game. Brooke Kissinger hitting 9 of those, breaking a school record and scoring 38 points. So what a great team this Minden Whippet team has. They're 19-1. They only lost to Class B state-rated Holdridge. Gibbon coming in at 10-10. It should be a great basketball evening as Kearney Catholic and Centura will play the second game here tonight at 7:15. And we'll have all of that action for you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. The winners will be back here on Thursday to play in the sub-district final at 7 p.m. We'll get a chance to take a look at the starting lineups here in just a moment, but it looks like they're going to do the national anthem first. So we appreciate all the sponsors that allow us to be here tonight. And we will take a break and be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
The starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area, where their growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years is unparalleled in the Tri-Cities, making Five Points Bank your clear choice as the bank to count on. First of all, tonight for the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, number 3 is a 5'9" junior, Carissa Cranow. Number 12 is a 5'5" senior, Tessa Van Meter. Number 13 is a 5'9" junior, Taylor Godverson. Number 32 is a 5'3" sophomore, Kate Baker. And number 42 is a 5'11" senior, Jerrica Pearson. The head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes is Scott Rasmussen, assisted by Leon Stahl and Nikki O'Nate. Gibbon is 10-10 on the season. For the Minden Whippets, number 13 is a 5'3" senior, Mackenzie Miller. Number 22, 5'7" freshman, Brooke Kissinger. Number 25, 5'9" junior, Hallie Bauer. Number 40, 5'9" freshman, Jamie Kissinger. And number 51, 6' junior, Bailey Peterson. The head coach of the Whippets is Rick Cremosa, assisted by Don Miller and Greg Satorius, 19-1, ranked third in the state. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time at Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with the opening tip right after this.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn, located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Minden, the home team in the white with purple trim. Gibbon, the traveling team with the blue and gray silverish trim. Pearson to jump center against Bailey Muller, who is getting the start apparently instead of Bailey Peterson, and we apologize for that. Muller getting the start over Peterson, and Gibbon is going to win the opening tip against the Minden man-to-man, and they decide to get right after it. And that's what they're going to have to do. Play without fear tonight as Pearson drives the baseline, gets the first bucket of the ball game. Jerrica Pearson, who was held in check for the first three quarters last night, able to get the first bucket of the ball game here, and Gibbon has a 2-0 lead. Minden's going to shoot threes and shoot threes and shoot threes, but they can also take you to the bucket, and that's what they'll do on the opening possession as Jamie Kissinger lays it off the glass and in. Play it around the perimeter and then put that full court pressure on, and this is where Minden is very dangerous, and Gibbon is going to have to do good things as Tessa Van Meter has the ball knocked away from behind as she gets across the timeline. Worried about getting across the timeline, and then when she did, it was knocked away from behind. Kissinger at the other end puts a 12-footer up and in, and Jamie has the first two buckets of the ball game here for Minden, and they lead it 4-2. Full court pressure on. Kissinger trying to keep the ball out of Jerrica Pearson's hands. It's knocked away from Godverson. Gibbon turns it over, and we're eventually maybe going to get a jump. Nope. It's picked up by Minden. They'll throw it backside to Bauer. Bauer can't get a shot, and they'll kick it out and set the offense. Here's a three. Kissinger up and in. Barely rippled the net. Jamie Kissinger, 3-for-3, has the first 7 points of the ball game. 4 minutes, they steal it away underneath the hoop, and Kissinger lays it up and in. What a start here, and a timeout given. Well, it started well for Gibbon, and then Jamie Kissinger took over. She's 4-for-4 in 90 seconds. It's Minden 9, Gibbon 2. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
A 9-0 run all by Jamie Kissinger, and she does that by forcing a couple of turnovers in there. And with 6:32 to go, it is going to be a Gibbon basketball, and they'll get it into Pearson. She tries to step around the sideline, and they're going to get a blocking foul here on Kissinger, getting a little too aggressive. One thing you'll see here now, you've got the freshmen in for Minden. This is their first postseason action, first postseason game. They're going to have a lot of excitement out there. They've got that freshman enthusiasm, and Minden steals the ball on the inbounds pass, knocked away by Gibbon. It's still loose, but picked up by the Whippet to the left-hand corner. And Bauer has to kick it out on the wing to Mackenzie Miller. Miller comes into the paint. Good bounce pass underneath. And Muller missed the short little jumper. Rebound brought down by Pearson for Gibbon. Pearson around one, around two. And then Minden reaches in. And Hallie Bauer commits the personal foul. They're going to pressure, pressure, pressure. And Gibbon is going to have to be able to handle the basketball. I think once they get into the front court, they're going to be in much better shape. But that's going to be the task tonight. Godverson takes the long three as the ball comes in. Shots off the mark, no good. And it's all purple inside to get the rebound with Bauer getting the first one for the Minden Whippets. Up the floor they come. Give it to Brooke Kissinger. She tries to get in on the act. Drives the paint. Left-hand layup too strong. Rebound brought down by the Buffaloes. And Tessa Van Meter gets out of there with it. She'll push the ball up the floor, throw over the top of the pressure, get it to Baker on the baseline. And she's going to have her shot blocked by Muller underneath. Bailey knocks it away. There's a collision down low. One of the given lady bus Baker a little slow to get up. Pull up three and transition the other way. It is no good, and we've got a foul. And Minden, 100 mile an hour, and that's the way they play. Didn't used to be the way they played, but it is the way they play with these young freshmen in there. And the foul going to be called on Kissinger. And so Jamie basically has all the stats, all 9 points, and both of the two of the three fouls for her team, and she's going to check out. And coming in for Minden, Cassandra Choquette, also at 5'11", so they don't lose any height there. As Emma Van Meter will come in here for Gibbon, and Gibbon's going to try and make the long pass down the floor to Cranow and overthrow her. So the third turnover here for the Buffaloes. And since that timeout a minute ago, nobody has scored or changed the score, and it remains 9-2 here in favor of Minden. As Kissinger will bring the ball up the floor, Brooke kicks it out on the wing to Choquette. Choquette up top, Bauer. Bauer drives the middle of the paint, up and in. And the layup is good for Hallie Bauer, and the first player besides Jamie Kissinger to score now for Minden. It's 9-2. Up the floor comes Pearson. She'll bring it up, pull up the free throw line, take the shot. It's no good. Comes out the front of the rim, almost out to midcourt before it's tracked down by Bailey Muller, her first board. Up the floor, Kissinger kicks it out top. Here's the three on the way, and good. Brooke Kissinger hits the three-point bucket, and Coach Rasmussen wants to call another timeout. He figures there's no reason to save him. He can't afford to let his team get run over right away. 4:44 to go in the first quarter of play, and Minden is hitting on all cylinders. They lead it 14-2, and we'll be back in a minute.
Create a lasting remembrance of your loved one with help from the compassionate family at Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Family-owned since 1935, Brand Wilson was founded to provide truly personalized services in a beautiful and dignified setting at an affordable lower cost. Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Our family caring for yours. With locations in Hastings, Kennesaw, Harvard, and Roseland. Online at brandwilson.com.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to basketball here. Gibbon has missed a couple of shots, and Minden will push the ball up the floor with Mackenzie Miller, and a foul will be called on Tessa Van Meter. Still 14-2 here in favor of the Whippets, and they will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Carly Satorius checked in at the timeout. She'll throw it into Bauer in the right-hand corner, spots up for the three and buries it. Hallie Bauer knocks down the three-point bucket. She's got five in the ball game, and it is 17-2. Gibbon with a basketball over the top. They'll get it to Taylor Godverson. Godverson pushes it into the front court. Wrap around to Pearson. Pearson ball fake. Dribbled off her foot and lost control. Minden up the floor, and we're going to have a foul called as Bauer ran right over the top there of Tessa Van Meter. I think they're going to call Van Meter for the foul. And that will be her second, if that is indeed the case. Substitutions coming into the ball game, including Kate Baker. Also coming in is going to be Ashley Kastner. And also Quincy Martinez checks in. Looks like they're going to call Jerrica Pearson, I guess, for the foul. So that's her first. So Minden with a basketball now. Out to a comfortable lead right out of the gates here. Bauer drives the right baseline against the zone defense. Up top to Kissinger. Brooke comes through the double team, lays it up and in. They can really handle the ball this year for Minden. When they do handle the ball, it is very dangerous. And Brooke Kissinger now has 5 points. Jamie was on the bench for a while after scoring the first nine. She's getting ready to check in, has a couple of fouls. Brooke Kissinger goes for a steal and runs over the top of Van Meter, will be called for the foul. First foul on Brooke Kissinger, fourth team foul here on the Whippets. And Jamie Kissinger checks back in. Mackenzie Miller will check back out. And it will be given basketball. Not only can the Kissingers shoot, they got a little height for freshmen. They don't look like freshmen out there, just a physical appearance. They look like they've been playing ball, maybe a senior or freshman in college. As the ball comes in to Gibbon, they get it down low to Kastner, gets it on the low block, looks to shoot, can't get the shot, and travels as she turns to kick it back out. So the fifth turnover here for Gibbon. And after scoring the first bucket of the ball game, Gibbon has not scored since, and Mark Martinez's pass is going to be deflected away, and Minden turns it over for the first time. And up the floor with it come the Buffaloes of Gibbon. Looking for Martinez along the baseline, not there. Holding the ball is Van Meter. Tessa gives it to Godverson. Godverson trying to shake free of this amoeba-like defense from Minden. But they pick that dribble up, and they're getting farther away from the hoop with every pass. Out near midcourt to Van Meter. Now they try to throw it inside to Martinez. It's deflected out of bounds by Kissinger. 19 in a row here by Minden. And they're up 19-2 with 2:37 to go in quarter number one. And Gibbon will throw it in. The ball deflected by Satorius into the backcourt. Gibbon thought it was going to be over and back, so they made the try. Throw it right into the hands of Choquette. Choquette goes in for the layup and drops the ball. So a break there for Gibbon. They thought it was going to be an over and back where it would not have been. They tried to just flick it over their shoulder. And Minden couldn't finish that time. Minden going to be a tough team for anybody to beat. They're ranked third in the state behind at number one Sandy Creek and number two Wahoo, who have had great seasons as well. And with full court pressure, Gibbon having some trouble breaking the 10-second count, and they're going to make a long pass to just get across the timeline to Kastner. Kastner hands it off on the right side to Emma Van Meter. Van Meter to the right side to Godverson. Godverson takes the three. It's no good. Long rebound comes out to Choquette. And up the floor come Minden. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Satorius into the right-hand corner. Another three. This is Jamie Kissinger. No good. Ball being punched around, and it's going to be saved on the baseline, but out of bounds by Minden on that last step by Cassandra Choquette. Back into the ball game will be Muller for Minden. And here comes Pearson, Cranow, and Melissa Baker in for Coach Scott Rasmussen. He's going to play just about everybody that he can tonight, try and give everybody a little bit of a breather, and being down 19-2, obviously, the writing already kind of on the wall here for Gibbon. Baker sets the pick. They get it into Pearson. Pearson trying to dribble around the double team in the backcourt. Makes a nice little 180 move to the right and gets fouled as she gets across the timeline. Fouls on Bailey Moeller, her first, team's fifth. And it will be given ball in the front court here with Melissa Baker to throw it in against the Minden man-to-man. And they will get the ball in to Emma Van Meter, who gives it right back to Baker. High post, Pearson trying to isolate her, drives one-on-one, got tripped up, and they're going to call her for a walk, trying to get around Muller. Good job by Pearson to drive down the lane, and Coach Scott Rasmussen saying, let's get their hands off of our girls here. And Minden will bring the ball up the floor. Gibbon drops back, playing in that matchup here. As Minden gets the ball to the front court, Miller is back in the game. Up top, Bauer fakes the three, and they're going to call her for a walk. She really wanted to pull the trigger on that one, and flying out towards her was Melissa Baker, and made her take just a little extra half step. Third turnover for the Whippets. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. First of two games tonight as Gibbon tries to get across the timeline, and they will with the pass up to Melissa Baker. Over to Pearson. And out on her, Muller. Back to the top of the circle. They'll go to Kate Baker. Swing it right side for a three-pointer. That one is no good by Emma Van Meter. Long rebound comes out to Jamie Kissinger. They want to run. They get it underneath to Brooke Kissinger, and she'll lay it up and in. Jamie has 9. Brooke has 7. Minden has 21. And they've got 21 in a row. Pearson working against the double team of Kissinger and Pierce, and Muller out there. Now the ball's loose. We're going to get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Minden. So they force another turnover here, which will be the 8th of the first quarter. Should be Minden basketball. Well, they didn't turn the arrow, and so Gibbon's going to get to have the ball twice in a row here with 40 seconds to go. But let's be honest, it doesn't matter. Gibbon's going to have to make a comeback like they did last night as the shot is blocked in there. I think that might have been Muller that got a hand on it. Up the floor, here comes Minden with 29 seconds to go. They'll throw it to the left-hand corner. Kissinger's jumper up and in. They waste no time. Jamie Kissinger with 11 points now in the first quarter, and it's 23-2. And Gibbon with Jerrica Pearson. It'll just be a matter of how long Minden decides to put on full-court pressure as Pearson weaves around 2, around 3 underneath. She's got Baker open, jumper up and in. So Kate Baker bookends the quarter here with 4 seconds, 2 seconds, and from just across half court, we're going to get a long 3 on the way that is no good by Brooke Kissinger. And that's the end of the first quarter. After 1 here in the C19 girls semifinals, Minden 23 and Gibbon 4. We'll be right back.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program. You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Everything from the latest surgical procedures to designer frames and sunglasses. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you. Doctors Diana Lind, Pat Bierbauer, and Betsy Turk promise you the latest in care. And at Lind Eye Care and Optical, we have the most up-to-date styles in eyewear all under one roof. Focused on your vision, focused on your style. Call 308-236-8500 or visit us on the corner of 41st Street and 7th Avenue in Kearney. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you.
With producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium. After one quarter, it is 23-4 in favor of Minden. And they are led in scoring by Jamie Kissinger with 11 points. In the first quarter, Gibbon 8 turnovers, Minden 3. Three-point shooting, Gibbon 0 of 4, Minden 2 of 4. 2 of 4 for the free-throw line for Minden. Gibbon has not been there. Rebounds, 5 for Minden and 4 for Gibbon. They're trying to straighten out the possession arrow here at the end of the quarter. And so that's a little bit of the delay. 11 points for Jamie Kissinger, 7 for Brooke Kissinger, and Bauer has 5 for Minden. Kate Baker and Jerrica Pearson each had a bucket there in quarter number 1 for Gibbon. Again, the winner will bring up the Centura and Kearney Catholic game coming up next. And so those teams, the winner of that game, the winner of this game, will play at 7 o'clock coming up on Thursday night. They're still trying to figure it out. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
All right, Minden's going to get the ball here to start the second quarter of play, and they lead it 23-4 here in the C19 semifinals. Up the floor come the Whippets. They'll try to get it to Bauer, knocked out of her hands by Pearson, and the steal is made. Cranow picked it up. Fourth turnover here for the Minden Whippets. Into the front court comes Taylor Godverson with it, guarded out there by Jamie Kissinger. Bounce pass up top to Pearson, got around Bauer, almost carried it, probably did, but they let it go. Back out to Godverson. Hand it off here into the hands of Tessa Van Meter. tries to lob it down low to Pearson, and the ball's going to go out of bounds and a turnover on Gibbon. Tough pass, and Pearson could not quite get to it, so Minden will take it over. And Minden might get a lot of their kids much-needed rest in the second half. I don't know about much needed, but they'll be the fresher of the teams, you would think, going into Thursday's final here, which you'll hear on Classic Hits. Kissinger wide open. Brook takes the three. That one will not go. Rebound offensively underneath by Bailey Muller, and she'll put it up to get her first bucket of the ball game. 25-4 in favor of Minden. Gibbon basketball. Taylor Gottfredson's outlet pass stolen away. Muller steps in front of the passing lane or into the passing lane and picks up the loose ball. Whippets will fire it into the front court, right side, Mackenzie Miller. Miller to the free throw line, back Kissinger. She shoots the three, and not from right behind the line. They're more like 21, 22 footers. And number 22 hits another three. 10 points now for Brooke. And it's 28-4. Godfrey in the back court. Trying to stay around that double team and keep people away from Pearson for a while. Good pass down the floor. They got it down low to Cranow and knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Every once in a while, you run into a team that it just seems like there's seven of them out there instead of five. Goes all the way back to the Wahoo Mick Anderson boys days, and then Sandy Creek and Coach Neinmeyer, and then more teams have picked up on that, and that's exactly what it looks like. It looked like Gibbon was by everybody, and the next thing you know, here comes Kissinger to knock it away. Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. A long three is on the way, and no good by Van Meter. The rebound will be brought down by Bauer. Bauer trying to go coast to coast, does, lays it up and in. 7 points for Hallie Bauer. Baseball pass to break the press here for Gibbon, and I think they're getting a little frustrated. It goes over their heads and out of bounds, trying to get it to Cranow. They're just trying to get the ball into the offensive zone here and give themselves a chance, and that's 75% of the work here so far tonight. High post with it is going to be Choquette, swinging into the right-hand corner. Bauer, they sag off her. Give it right back to her. Takes a three-pointer. It's in and out. No good. Rebound tipped away, and Cranow will pull it away for Gibbon. Over to Godfredson. Godfredson looks behind her. There's Pearson. And so they'll clear it out, let Jerrica bring it up. Splits the double team right down the middle of the lane. Dishes it to the corner. Kicks it back out for a 17-footer. It's no good by Katie Baker. Offensive rebound down low by Tessa Van Meter. And a foul going to be called as the ball stolen away. Godfredson going to be called for her first personal foul. Third team foul, and back in for Gibbon, Ashley Kastner. 5:39 to go here in the second quarter. It is all Minden, as expected, 30-4. I don't know if Gibbon has magic second half formula, but this is not Wood River that they're playing tonight. Gibbon came from 19 back to win in overtime last night. Tonight, though, they're playing the third-ranked team in the state, whose only loss is by four to Class B top five Holdridge. Kissinger, wing, three, good. Jamie Kissinger with her second three-pointer. She's got 14 points, and it's 33-4. Gibbon with the basketball. Godfredson brings it up against man-to-man full-court pressure now. They've taken a little bit of that zone trap off. Long pass down the floor, and it bounces right over the head of Katie Baker. It's not fair for Kate to be 5'3". That was a pretty good pass, and she was open. It just took a big old flubber bounce and went right over her head and out of bounds. Turnover number 13 for the Buffaloes. Satorius into the front court, left wing. Gives it off to Kissinger. Skip pass right side. Brooke Kissinger for the three. Too strong. Long rebound. Satorius. And then it's tipped out of bounds. And who are they going to give it to? Looks like it'll stay with Minden. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll run down the first half stats, preview the Centura-Kearney Catholic game. Take a look at some of the other games in the area as well, as Kissinger drives the baseline and Jamie lays it over the rim and in. And she now has 16. Maybe she's going after her sister's record set just a week ago. 35-4, and I think maybe we're finally going to see Coach Cremosta start go a little deeper on the bench here as the ball is deflected away in the given front court. And checking in, Monica Petz, 5'10 senior. And checking out is going to be Bauer. And Gibbon to throw it in. And Pearson catches it, and there's an immediate shove on Jerrica Pearson. Foul will go on Choquette. That's her first, and the team's sixth. Gibbon will take it out underneath their own hoop. Looking for Pearson. Oh, back door they had wide open and missed. Ashley Kastner. Get it into the corner to Kate Baker, trying to set up Van Meter for the three. Tessa fires. It's no good. Long rebound comes out to Jamie Kissinger, whose outlet pass is knocked away. Pearson steals it, got the layup, and scores. Jerrica Pearson able to step in there and get her second bucket of the ball game and get the score to move on the Gibbons side. 35-6 as the skip pass from in into the left-hand corner. There's Kissinger again. Jamie finally missed one. The shot no good, deflected out of bounds, and the ball will belong to Gibbons. 3:56 to go here in the first half. And Gibbon will walk the ball up the floor. Van Meter throws down the low baseline. Getting her is Ashley Kastner. Kastner tries to force it inside. Choquette steals the ball. And a timeout will be called by Minden as they are trapped in the double team. So a 30-second timeout with 3:45 to go here in the first half. Minden continues to roll 35-6. We'll be right back.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Along with Stacey Johns, our producer-engineer, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium, and Gibbon able to force a turnover here, has knocked the ball away on the inbounds pass. Is going to be Tessa Van Meter. And maybe we've got a little change here from the official. No. Everybody thought it was Minden, and the official said no. I ruled that it's Gibbons, and I thought Van Meter knocked it right off the leg there of Choquette. So they'll throw it in to Pearson on the low post. Turns, runs right into the double team. Dropped it, got it back, though, and gets it out to Van Meter. She'll hand it off from Tessa to Emma. The Van Meters back up top, though, go to Baker. Ball lost away. Kissinger can't grab it, though, and out of bounds it goes. So it'll stay with the Buffaloes. And back into the ball game will be Allie Bauer for Minden. You're listening to the C-19 Girls Subdistrict Basketball Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbons, Minden, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you on the first of tonight's two semifinals. As the trip to Lincoln continues here tonight, Minden is third in those wild card points, but they'd like to get in as the district champion. Good spin move by Pearson. Goes by one, goes by two, but her little runner is going to roll off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Bauer. They want to run, of course, to Satorius. Inside, they get the ball to Pets. Pets swings it over to the left side for another three. Kissinger, it's off the mark. No good. Rebound brought down by Tessa Van Meter. And the Buffaloes have kind of slowed Minden's offense down here over the last minute or so. Pearson will walk the ball up the floor, try and slow it down. Minimize the number of possessions here with 2:45 to go. Van Meter drives, tries to kick it back, but it's over Pearson's head. Melissa Baker, though, picks it up, gives it over to Van Meter. Three is rattling in and out. Again, no good. And the rebound brought down by Pets. Up the floor comes Kissinger from one to the other. And Jamie missed the little runner that time. Wide open and put it up too strong. She was running nearly at full sprint, and the momentum wouldn't let her get that to go. Rebound brought down by Emma Van Meter. Gibbon trying to get across the 10 line, and they can't do it. 10 seconds. And right back over to Minden, and back into the ball game will be Bailey Muller. And Gibbon's going to bring five brand-new players into the ball game. They've all been in before, though, I do believe, except Micah Stahl. She comes in, Ashley Kastner, Carissa Cranow, Quincy Martinez, and Taylor Godverson are all on the floor now for Gibbon. 35-6 Minden. 2:10 to go here in the first half of play. Ball between the circles for Bauer. Swings it over on the right side to Bailey Muller. Muller drives around one, around two, then drives right through the paint and decides to kick it out. Didn't see an opening for a shot. Kissinger, Brooke over to Jamie. Jamie walked with the basketball as she made a move to the left-hand corner. Seventh turnover here for Minden. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Stay with us for that. Right now, we're a minute 50 away from halftime. And Godverson tries to get up the floor with it, but loses the ball away to Kissinger. Up ahead to Bauer. She'll score. 9 points for Hallie. And only four players have scored for Minden. Muller has two, and then the two Kissingers and Bauer have the other 35 points here in the first half. Godverson with the ball. Bounce pass right wing. Over to Kastner. Kastner back to Godverson. Three-pointer is going to be short. Off the iron, the rebound, Martinez just throws it back up there. It's no good. Got it again underneath, and no good by Kastner. And Pets will come out of there with the rebound for the Minden Whippets. And on the outlet, the ball is going to be thrown away. So Minden turns it over in that flurry of action, and Mackenzie Miller comes back in for Minden. And Pets will check out. Given ball in the front court, take it on the far side, lob it over Kastner, got around the defender and laid it up and in. Nice move that time by Ashley Kastner to get around Bauer and get her first bucket of the ball game. 37-8, Minden with the lead. A minute to go here in the first half. Miller on the weak side, right side, kicks it back up to Brooke Kissinger, to Bauer on the left side of the key. One dribble to the high post, swings it back over for Miller. Three-pointer up and in. Mackenzie Miller hits her first bucket of the ball game, and Minden has put up 40 points here in the first half. Godverson across the midcourt stripe. Dribbles in place now off the switch. Brings it right side. Fires it back over to Martinez. Good crossover dribble there by the senior. Takes it to the left-hand corner to Cranow. 33 seconds to go to Godverson. Her shot comes up short. Miller grabs the loose ball to Kissinger. Brooke up the floor. Finds the runner. Jamie laying it up and in. So another assist for Brooke. Jamie lays it up and in. And it is 42-8 with 20 seconds to go here before the half. Given ball, Martinez into the paint, has a little room, tries to take the shot, has it blocked right back at her by Miller. Still given basketball, 10 seconds to go. Godverson, 6 seconds, looks for a shot, fires the three up and in. Three-pointer for Taylor Godverson, and that should be the end of the first half of play. And your score here in the C19 Girls Sub-District Semifinal, it is the third-ranked Minden Whippets all over the 10-10 Gibbon Buffaloes at the half. Minden, 42, and Gibbon, 11. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll have a look at the first half stats, preview our second game between Kearney Catholic and Centura, and all that and more coming up after this timeout.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking. What they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust. What you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact Ravenna Sanitation. They'll remove it from your home, the farm. Serving all of Buffalo County, they take their trash seriously at Ravenna Sanitation. At the half, 42-11 in favor of the Minden Whippets. And Gibbon scored the first bucket. Minden then scored 21 in a row. And it has not been a contest since. Minden has really been playing good basketball this year. They've got the young Kissinger freshmen in there that are leading the way. And that is just a great mix with some height in there with Muller and Bauer and the post play that they have. Good guards that can handle the basketball. And boy, oh boy, may they be the best team in C1? We don't know. But I think we're going to get the opportunity to find out as this season progresses. We're going to get a chance now to talk with Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie as they get ready to take on Centura in game number two tonight. And, Coach, I hope you weren't here for the whole first half. That's pretty scary what Minden's doing out there.
Absolutely. You know, they move the ball, they run up and down the floor, and they shoot the three very, very well.
You look at a team, too, and Gibbon 10-10, but they were 9-3. Obviously, the other teams in this tournament are all in the Loop Flat Conference. Minden coming out of the Southwest, so you've seen everybody here. Gibbon just really kind of took a shot when Pearson went down, and when you lose your all-everything player for a month. It's really
for a month. And it's, you know, it's tough to integrate her back into the scheme of things. And, you know, kids get used to doing something else, and then she comes back, and, you know, she tries to assume the same role. And sometimes it's just a difficult period of adjustment, you know, and I'm sure they we're glad to have her back, but it just makes things a little harder when you come back and get into the flow of things.
You've had kids over the years in and out, back and forth. You had it this year with Theron Baum. As you come into the game tonight, how is the health of your ball club?
Oh, as good as it's been all year, which is good.
I never know about all this flu bug that, of course, you play teams, play against teams that haven't. You got to worry yourself a little bit, or be worried, I suppose, a little bit. But it's one of the featured games in the state tonight. If you're ranked, you're supposed to have an easy first game. That's not the case tonight for you and Centura. Facing off for the third time in 11 days. They've got you the first two times. The games have been fairly competitive, fairly close to the fourth quarter. What's gonna need to be the difference tonight to keep the season going?
Oh, we're going to have to make shots in the fourth quarter. That's the biggest thing. We haven't exactly done that, you know, the last couple of games. And, you know, you have to give credit to Centura. They play very good defense, and we're just going to have to find a way to get the ball in the basket.
Centura has done some good things against you. Is there anything besides just getting some shots to go down that they do differently than maybe some of the other teams that you have seen over the last month?
You know, they've had some success getting it into the post against us the last couple of games, and we have to just do a little bit better job defending. And at the same time, we got to cut down on their offensive rebounds. Going back and looking at the stats and the tape, we haven't done as good a job as we need to against them in that aspect.
What's the confidence level of this team? It's a very young ball club. We seem to overlook that from time to time. You've got a lot more sophomores, and Centura's pretty senior-dominated.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we're a young team. I think they're pretty confident. You know, game like that, you've played a team a couple times. You know, I thought we played well enough. We did a lot of nice things the second time we played them. And, you know, hopefully we'll get the ball in the basket a little bit more often, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, I'm sure both teams are confident going in, you know. Otherwise, why be here?
I was going to say, this is probably the first time these girls have really been an underdog outside of the state volleyball finals when they're playing Central Catholic. These kids are used to winning. This may be a little new role for them tonight. Maybe they just don't realize it.
Yeah, that's probably true. You know, we certainly have nothing to lose. You know, Center has probably got to be the favorite going in. But, you know, our kids will play hard, and that's the nice thing. They're not going to quit no matter what the score. And
Are you hoping they're listening right now?
Well, I hope so. No, they're not listening. They're probably listening to their iPods, maybe.
Well, Coach, we'll see how things progress tonight. Two good ball clubs, and see who advances on to play Minden. Best of luck.
Thanks. Hopefully we'll be able to play on Thursday, but give it a great shot.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, joining us here at halftime of game one, which is all Minden, 42-11 over Gibbon, and we'll look at the numbers right after this timeout.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. The independent agents representing Auto Owners Insurance Company will help you keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
See the Curl Agency in Minden, Hastings, Kennesaw, and Roseland.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym. Here it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report to continue. Let's take a look at the first half stats. First of all, for the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, Carissa Cranow has a rebound. Quincy Martinez a rebound. Tessa Van Meter has three rebounds. Taylor Godferson hit a three right before halftime. 2 points for Ashley Kastner and a rebound. Kate Baker, 2 points. Emma Van Meter has two rebounds. And Jerrica Pearson, just like last night, 4 points in the first half and two rebounds. Four rebounds in the first quarter, six in the second. Gibbon has yet to be to the free throw line of the basketball game. three-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first quarter, 1 of 5 in the second, turnovers 8 in each quarter. Nobody with more than one personal foul. 4 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. At the half, Gibbon has just 11 points, 10 rebounds. They have not shot a free throw, 1 of 9 from three-point land, and 16 turnovers. For the Minden Lady Whippets, Mackenzie Miller has hit a three-pointer. She's got one rebound and a block. Carly Satorius has a rebound. Brooke Kissinger has 10 points. Hallie Bauer has 9 points, 4 rebounds. Cassandra Choquette has a rebound. Jamie Kissinger leads all scorers with 18 in the first half, 2 rebounds. Bailey Muller, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks. Monica Petz has 2 rebounds. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second quarter. Free throws, 2 of 4 in the first quarter. They did not attempt one in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter, 3 of 7 in the second quarter. Turnovers for Minden, 3 in the first quarter, and 5 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Jamie Kissinger does have 2. 23 points in the first quarter, 19 in the second quarter, and at the half, Minden has more points at the half than it took to win the game here last night in overtime. 42 points, 13 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. 5 of 11 from 3-point land, 3 blocks and 8 turnovers. And Minden leads it 42-11. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation, a halftime report. They take their trash seriously at Ravenna Sanitation. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And we'll be back with the second half after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And to start the third quarter, it will be Gibbon basketball. I had erroneously wrote down that Minden had shot free throws. Neither team has shot a free throw here in the first half, just had a stat in the wrong column. So neither team has even attempted a free throw. We've had some fouls called, 6 on Minden and 3 on Gibbon. And Gibbon will start with a Kate Baker 3 for the top of the key. It's going to be no good. And the rebound brought down by Bailey Muller. And up the floor comes Brooke Kissinger. Finds the baseline to Bauer. Gets by Pearson. Lays it up and in. And Hallie down with 11 points. It just comes down now to how much Coach Cremosta wants to play his starters here in the second half with this game already determined. Wants to let them play a little bit, I'm sure. It is the postseason, and the object is to win. And that's what they're going to do, and he wants to keep them a little fresh. And don't let them get stagnant here. Still play strong. Pearson, backdoor, Godverson, good pass, and Taylor puts it off the glass and in. So you can tell that was a design play out of the halftime locker room, and Gibbons able to execute it and answer the Minden bucket with one of their own. 44-13, Brooke Kissinger from way downtown. Bang! Brooke Kissinger with her third three. And it's 47-13. Kind of reminds me of a young Connor Baronic when he was a freshman. They're so far back there that they kind of throw it up as hard as they can, and it just happens to be the right range. As the steal is made, Bauer 2-on-1 to Miller. She'll lay it up and in. So Mackenzie Miller gets the bucket and 7 points in a minute 20 here for the Minden Whippets. So they get a start to the third quarter, kind of like they did in the first quarter, and lead it 49-13. Pearson will bring the ball up the floor. Look for a screen and fire it right side to Tessa Van Meter. Down low, Godverson, and she's going to be fouled, and we're going to have our first free throws of the game for either team. Taylor Godverson will go to the line and shoot 2. The foul is going to be on Jamie Kissinger, and that's her third. Godverson's first free throw is off the mark, no good. And the second free throw now coming up for Taylor. And it's on the way and in. So the first free throw that's been made this evening, made by Godverson here, with 6:27 to go in quarter number 3 on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Miller, right wing against Gibbon, trying to play, I think, more of a little matchup here, and Bauer walked with the basketball. They looked for that 3 first and then looked to drive second, and that time she picked the foot up, and Minden has their 9th turnover of the basketball game. Those are the little things that Coach Cremosta and his coaching staff, Coach Miller, Coach Satorius, will keep an eye on, keep their kids aware of because down the stretch they won't be able to make those mistakes as Gibbon tries to lob it inside to Ashley Kastner, and I think they're going to call Bailey Muller in there for a push-off. The second on Bailey, the second team foul, and it will be Gibbon ball on their own baseline. Godverson to throw it in. She's unguarded. To Baker, back to Taylor. So she takes that open three, and it's going to be too strong. Trying to run down the rebound. It's going to be Bauer, and Bauer is off to the races. Hallie kicks it into the right-hand corner. Back it up. Kissinger didn't take the three. Dribbles and switches it back to Bauer. Minden, interestingly enough, instead of jumping to get their feet set forward, they jump backwards to hit threes, and down to the baseline, Jamie Kissinger gets her 20th point of the basketball game. 51-14 Minden. 5.5 to go, third quarter of play. Pearson with the crossover. They try to open the lane. Miller reaches in and knocks it out of her hands and out of bounds. Checking into the ball game now will be Emily Nelson for Minden. She's going to check in for the first time, 5'4 junior guard. And a timeout going to be taken by Gibbon. With 5:31 to go here in the third quarter of play, it is Minden 51, Gibbon 14. You're listening to the C19 Girls Subdistrict Semifinals on Classic Hits.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym here at Northwest High School. Big thanks to Rocky Allman, the athletic director, for allowing us to bring you tonight's basketball. And out of the timeout, Gibbon has another set play to Godverson, and she's going to be fouled. And Jamie Kissinger has 20 points, but she just picked up her fourth foul. And Godverson just went one of two at the line. We'll get two more. And the first one is up and in. So after not having a free throw attempted by either team in the first half, we've got back-to-back trips with free throws here for Gibbon. Second free throw now for Godverson. On the way, and it's in. So Godverson has all 5 points here in the quarter for the Buffaloes, 51-16. Minden in the front court, Kissinger. Brooks swings it over to the right side to Nelson. Emily, skip pass over to Bauer. Bauer's going to go to the right elbow. Kick it into the corner. Drop by Kissinger, and out of bounds it goes after a collision with Pearson. And they got a pretty good collision over there. Pearson's going to be a little slow to get up. I think she caught one in the noggin. And they're probably going to go over and maybe take a look at her. I don't know if she's got contacts or if that's what she's looking for or not, or if she's just still down over there. I couldn't quite tell. She got popped trying that switch over, trying to save the ball. And I don't think it's a contact. I think she got popped above the eye. And so Pearson, who unfortunately has played her first game yesterday, she got injured in the Centura game back on the 21st. And now covering that right eye, I don't know if she was cut or not, but she definitely got popped in the eye, and they're going to take her to the bench. And she's going to probably have something to remember the basketball season for a while, and they're going to take her to the locker room as well. They've got a towel on it right away, so couldn't tell if there was blood or not. They're not wiping the floor up, so I'm going to guess that there wasn't. But you hate to see Pearson go out of the ball game. And Gibbon will have Emma Van Meter in there. Ashley Kastner comes in as well. And now it appears that maybe there is some over on the floor there. We've got a delay in the action, and they're going to come over and try and take care of that. So with 5:14 to go here in the third quarter, we've had a couple of delays, and we'll take a break. It's 51-16, Minden.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium. And after the bopping of the heads. And that's what happened because Kissinger is over here with some ice on her and maybe not quite as bad. I'm trying to see if she's swelling up out there, but hate to see an injury at any time, and it looked like Pearson took the brunt of that injury. So Pearson at the locker room, and Brooke Kissinger is also going to be on the bench here with some ice on the side of her head and cheek. And it will be Minden ball as we replay or regain our action here in the third quarter as the shot by Bauer is no good. Rebound brought down by the Buffaloes. Coming out of there with it, Emma Van Meter. And up the floor come the given Buffaloes. Trailing 51-16 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And a reach-in foul going to be called on Bauer. That'll be her second. And that is the fourth foul already here in the half. That's the one thing Minden does not want to do is keep fouling. That's about the only thing that they have done that's not positive in this basketball game. A few too many fouls as Godfrey will hand it off to Tessa Van Meter. Playing that matchup. Godfrey, turnaround jumper, forces it, draws the foul. And the foul going to be on Choquette, her second. And Godfrey is finding a way to get to the line at least here for the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. She is 3 of 4 here in this quarter from the line. And has a team-high 8 points. That's half of the points for the team. The free throw up and in. 51-17. And the second free throw now for Godfrey is on the way. And it is a little strong. Rebound brought down by Cassandra Choquette. Outlet pass to Bauer. Bauer waits for the trap to go by and swings into the right wing to Miller. Miller back up top. Both Kissingers are on the bench right now. One with 4 fouls and one with an injury. Miller takes the three-pointer. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes right back out to McKenzie. Miller gives it off to Bauer. Back out to Miller. Top of the circle, they'll go to Nelson. Reverse it left side to Choquette in the corner. Tries to the left side of the key. Double team. Kicks it out for the three. Miller, too strong. Rebound again brought down by Minden. And then Bauer stepped out of bounds, trying to dribble along the baseline. So a second chance opportunity that Minden didn't do anything with that time. Martinez comes in for Gibbon. They've got Martinez, Kate Baker, Godverson, along with Emma Van Meter and Tessa Van Meter on the floor here for the Buffaloes. And between the circles, they'll get it to Tessa. Tessa tries to get it into Godverson, anticipated by Choquette. Choquette with the steal, up ahead to Bauer, one-on-one with Emma Van Meter. Stops, puts it over the top of her and scores. Bauer with 13 points in the ball game, 53-17. Minden with 3:45 to go here in the third quarter of play. As the Buffaloes bring it up for Van Meter. Tessa picks the dribble up, swings it over to Godfrey on the left side of the key. Dribbles to the high post, leaves it back to Van Meter. Fires the three-pointer. Off the heel, no good. Rebound to Muller. Her fourth of the ball game. And kind of a practice setting right now as Bauer drives, kicks it out to Miller, didn't want the three, goes to the free throw line, back in the right-hand corner, now a three-pointer on the way, off the rim once, twice, no good by Hallie Bauer. The ball dropped out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to Gibbon. Officials were looking for a little help from each other, and into the ball game for Gibbon is going to be Nicole Treadway. Here's a part of the ball game, though, for Minden, especially with the Kissinger girls on the bench. You'd think that Minden would like to work on something besides shooting threes. They know they can do that. And as the postseason progresses, I'm sure Coach Cremosta has some plays in the playbook that they could be perfecting or at least trying to get better at if they have that goal of making the state final. Here's a reach-in foul on Mackenzie Miller, and we'll see if that maybe takes over here as the game progresses. Inbound pass to Emma Van Meter, out to Baker. Baker, left side, drives and is fouled, and that is 7 fouls with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter on Minden. And that one is on Emily Nelson. 2 free throws coming up here for Kate Baker. And the first free throw is on the way, no good. Into the ball game for Minden is going to be Allison Hollinger. And also checking back in will be Brooke Kissinger. And the second free throw now coming up for Baker on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Muller. Bailey will give the ball off to Kissinger into the front court. Get it to Hollinger, back up top. Swing it to the left-hand corner. Bauer drives, her pass deflected away. Hollinger trying to save it there for Minden, and we're going to get a jump. So Hollinger does hustle over there and force the jump and keep the possession. for Minden. Whipping ball underneath their own hoop. And looking to, Minden throws it in. Might have traveled to the baseline, actually. Goes back door to Bailey Muller, and she is fouled by Quincy Martinez. That is the first foul on Martinez, and the second foul of the half, and the first free throw of the ball game for Minden, and it is up and in by Bailey Muller. She's got 3 points. 54-17, second free throw on the way and in. So Muller hits them both, and checking into the ball game is going to be Monica Petz again, and checking out will be Choquette. 55-17, Minden cruising along here. They let it 23-4 after one, and it has not been any closer. And given now without Jerrica Pearson after she and Brooke Kissinger collided heads, and Pearson took the brunt of it and looked like she had a cut above the right eye. Hollinger knocks the ball away but can't quite get the steal. It goes into the backcourt, and Baker will run it down. Up ahead to Martinez. Fires it right into Nicole Treadway, who I don't think was expecting that. That's going to leave a mark. Travel called. Looks like trying to catch a bullet from 2 feet away. Just rifled that at her. I don't know if that was for her or if she was just in the way. Minden ball, right elbow, Monica Petz. Rotated around the outside to Hollinger in the right-hand corner. A couple of dribbles. Fires it backside. Has an open look, but does not take the shot from Nelson. Back out to Brooke Kissinger. Tries to lob it back door. Thought that she had Muller, but it's stolen away by Van Meter, and Emma will bring it up the floor. Gives it to Tessa, back to Emma. With a minute 40 to go here in the third quarter of play. On KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Gibbon. And around one, around two, coming to the rack, laying it up and in is going to be Van Meter, but they call a hand check foul before she got there. And it's going to be Emily Nelson with her second. But since that's the eighth foul already here in the quarter, we've got a 1-1 coming up. Into the ball game, Brianna Gilming for Gibbon and Mackenzie Miller for Minden. Tessa Van Meter goes to the line to shoot the 1-1. And the free throw is up and too strong. Rebound comes out to Muller. That is her sixth. Gives it off to Kissinger. Brooke into the front court to Nelson. Nelson skip pass right side to Miller. Miller looks over her shoulders and sees the official out to Kissinger. Long range three. That's no good. Rebound comes all the way out to the free throw line to Tessa Van Meter, her fourth. Into the front court. Here comes Emma Van Meter. Puts it off the glass and scores. Emma with her first bucket of the ball game. 55-19, and Minden needs to throw it in, and almost stealing it away was Tessa Van Meter. She did a good job of getting back down there. Almost came away with a gift. Kissinger fakes the three, comes to the free throw line, swings it right side. Mackenzie Miller. Over the left side of the key to Nelson. 45 seconds to go. A long three, Kissinger, and it's good. Brooke hits her fourth three of this game after getting 9 the other night. And she now has 16 points in the ball game, 58-19. And now she'll steal the ball with a long pass in the front court and a reach-in foul on Tessa Van Meter to slow her down. 20th turnover for Gibbon in the basketball game. But the other night for Minden, they beat Wood River 77-34 in the final game of the regular season. Hit 15 threes, 9 of them from Brooke Kissinger. Back into the ball game will be Holly Bauer with 25 seconds to go in the quarter. And Minden basketball trying to get it down low to Muller. Pass is kicked away but picked back up. Out to Kissinger for another three. It's on the way, no good. And fighting for the rebound, we've got a whistle. And another foul on Minden. And the foul is going to go on Monica Petz, her first. This is the one thing that Coach Cremosa does not want to see is losing a little focus. And Nicole Treadway will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. And the first free throw is on the way and in. So Treadway in the scorebook. 58-20, Minden. Second free throw, good. 58-21, 13 seconds remain here in the third quarter. And Brooke Kissinger at midcourt with 10 seconds. Right-hand corner, Miller. Double-team to Kissinger. Steps back. Ball fake. Skip pass all the way to the other end. And two Minden players each thought it was for them. And all that does is get it deflected out of bounds with 2.7 on the clock here. Gibbon will throw it in. Van Meter. does have no clue how much time's left on the clock, and so she'll dribble it out, and that will bring us to the end of the third quarter of play. After three in the girls' C19 sub-district semifinal, Minden 58, Gibbon 21, and we'll be back after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And Gibbon will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. Get it down on the low block. Gottfredson spins on the right side. Off the glass and in. And Taylor now with a team-high 11 points. But it's 58-23 Minden. As they've coasted since the first quarter, they'll fire another three. Bauer up, no good. And the rebound in the corner is going to be taken away by Bauer. Bauer gets it on the right side for another three that's no good. And the rebound brought down this time by Micah Stahl for Gibbon. So the fourth quarter, pretty sure we'll see everybody as Jamie Kissinger's back in there with the four fouls. Gottfredson goes right around her and scores. Well, Taylor does a good job of knowing where to take the ball. A timeout by Minden. A 30-second timeout by the Minden Whippets with 7:09 to go here in the basketball game. Coach Cremosa doesn't want his starters are resting on their laurels right here, so he's going to call the timeout. Leading the way for Minden, Jamie Kissinger with 16. Brooke Kissinger with 16. Hallie Bauer with 13. And now Gibbons' Taylor Gottfredson, after getting back-to-back buckets here in the first minute of the fourth quarter, has 13. Jerrica Pearson is back on the bench here, but I don't think we're going to see her back in the ball game. It might be up to her. She's a senior, got popped in the right eye, still holding ice over that as she sits on the Gibbon bench. Right now, Minden with the basketball, trying to get it inside, back out Bauer, and they're going to wave off the three and call her for a travel. Went in, but they'll wave that one off at Minden with their 13th turnover. 58-25. Minden is now 7 of 20 from three-point land. Gibbon has hit just one three in 12 attempts. Up the floor with it is Tessa Van Meter. Van Meter, again to the right side, now over to the left, and the short jumper is up and in by Emma. So Tessa to Emma, and the Van Meters hook up for another bucket. Well, remember, I know that isn't going to happen tonight, but Gibbon went bonkers in the fourth quarter last night as the drive is up and no good by Bauer, and the rebound brought down by Micah Stahl. Buffalo's up the floor to Van Meter. Got pushed, no call. It doesn't matter. She made the bucket. 8 points already here in the fourth quarter for Gibbon. They outscored Wood River last night in the fourth, 20-4 to force overtime. They'd have to do a miracle in this one, but at least they're still playing ball. Here's a three-pointer on the left wing on the way. It is no good by Bauer, and the rebound is brought down by the Buffaloes. Again, you got to wonder why Minden's just running down and shooting threes. Well, they're not getting anywhere by doing that right now. They're quick possessions. They give the ball back to Gibbon. Gottfredson fires the three. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Brooke Kissinger. Kissinger will push the ball up the floor to Jamie. Fakes the three, now drives in, left-handed layup, good, and draws the foul. 22 points of the ball game for Jamie Kissinger, and 60 points on the board here for Minden. This will be her first trip to the line. In fact, Minden has only been to the line once before. The foul on Gottfredson is her second, and the free throw is up, and it is in. So Jamie Kissinger completes the three-point play, and the freshman has a game-high 23 points. 5:35 to go as Van Meter brings it up. And a reach-in foul going to be called on Hallie Bauer, her third. And it is the 10th team foul for Minden here in the half at the 5:34 mark of the fourth quarter. Emma Van Meter will go to the line for the first time. 6 points all in the second half. And the free throw is going to be too strong. No good. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports post-game show, we'll have all the final stats for you. And then Kearney Catholic Centura, game two at 7:15. Second free throw bounces in for Emma Van Meter. So she gets one of two. She's got five of the quarters, seven of the game, and it is 61-30 with 5.5 to go. Miller on the right wing, looking inside. Nothing there. Back up top, Bauer. She decides to drive down the paint and wave off the made bucket as she is grabbed around the free throw line by Godberson again. Back-to-back fouls on Taylor. That is the fifth team foul on Gibbon. Again, we want to thank all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school hoops throughout the season, and of course tonight, as another long-range jumper is up and in, and Bauer hits the 19-footer, so the two-point bucket will give her 15 of the ball game. 63-30 as Van Meter, Tessa to the left side of the key, now dribbles out into the corner, trying to find Godberson, wraparound pass to her, she'll take it to the low block and get fouled. All of a sudden, Taylor has a ton of energy down to the low block, and maybe they've just changed the defensive scheme up on her a little bit, but she's going to go to the line for the fourth time here in the half. The foul on Bailey Muller is her third. And the first free throw by Godberson this time is in. 14 points for Taylor. And checking back into the ball game for Minden is Cassandra Choquette. Second free throw now coming up for the junior Godberson. And it's on the way and in. So six in the quarter, 15 in the game now for Godberson, 63-32. As Kissinger brings the ball off the floor, Brooks swings it over to Miller. Back up top to Brooke. Quick three on the way. It's off the mark, no good. They're 0-4 in the fourth quarter from beyond the arc. The ball goes out of bounds and belongs to Gibbon. Well, the starters in the first six or seven haven't done a whole lot here in the fourth quarter for Minden. Probably won't be long until we see the bench cleared here for Coach Cremosta. A comfortable game for Minden tonight, and a travel on Gibbon as they try to take it to the baseline. The first turnover of the fourth quarter for the Buffaloes. Don't forget the state wrestling meet gets underway Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Complete coverage. Both these schools got some kids that expect to be in the Parade of Champions, and we hope they're right. Bryce Lewis, one of the two that was in the finals last year, one of the two Minden wrestlers going. Of course, Mr. Hartman for Gibbon is undefeated as the three-pointer by Bauer is no good. She gets the rebound to Kissinger for three, and their one does go in. Brooke with her fifth three of the ball game, and she's got 19 in the contest. 66-32 at the other end. Van Meter drives by everybody and puts up the six-footer off the glass and scores. Emma with seven in the quarter, and Gibbon looks like they're trying to double the first three quarters total here in the fourth. They did more than that last night as Miller drives out to Kissinger. Another long three. That one is no good. Rebound pulled down by the Buffaloes. And up the floor comes Tessa Van Meter. Got numbers. Three on three. Puts up the runner. Rolls off the front of the rim. No good. Well defended there at the very end, forcing her into a little tougher shot. Brooke Kissinger's got the rebound. And she'll bring it into the front court here for Minden with 3.5 to go. Kick it on the left wing. Ball deflected, but they get it back underneath to Jamie Kissinger. Missed the shot. And a jump ball on the rebound between Choquette and Van Meter. The arrow points the way of Minden. Quincy Martinez in for Gibbon, and Monica Petz back in for Minden. 3:22 to go in the game. And Kissinger to throw it in here for the Whippets. Into the corner to Petz. Petz back out on the wing to Nelson. Into the corner to Kissinger for the three, and it's up and in for Jamie Kissinger. 26 of the ball game for Jamie. 69-34. Up the floor with it for the Buffaloes. Godberson out top, Van Meter. Top of the key for her. Three in and out, no good. And a foul on the rebound attempt. And it's going to be on Blue. Taylor Godberson, her fourth personal foul. And into the ball game now for Minden. Here comes Allison Hollinger along with Bailey Peterson. And also checking into the ball game is going to be Sydney Stadler. 3 minutes to go as we play out the string. Nelson gets it down low. Pats is open. Can't get it to go. And the ball is not rebounded. It goes out of bounds to Gibbon. So the Buffaloes will bring it up. Coach Rasmussen had kind of rotated out most of his kids in throughout the night. I think they've all been in already. So whatever happens from here on out, they've all been in at one point. Gotterson takes a 15-footer left wing around the rim and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Bailey Peterson. Peterson up the floor they go. Minden looks for more, looking for their 70th point, maybe 71, maybe 72 if they shoot a three. Trapped on the baseline is Peterson. Peterson kicks it out for an 18-footer. That's no good by Nelson. Peterson got the rebound, put it back up and in, and draws the foul. Bailey Peterson with a chance for a three-point play. Checking in now for Gibbon is going to be Melissa Baker, as Gotterson just fouled out of the contest. So Taylor led the Gibbon Buffaloes tonight in their final game of the season with 15 points. 12 of those in the second half. The free throw by Peterson is in. Stuck right on the back of the rim. Almost wedged itself in there, and it's now 72-34. And this is not a first for Minden. They have been able to get into the 70s routinely throughout the year. This is their fourth straight game in the 70s and fifth of the last six. Driving in Van Meter. Too strong by Emma. Tipping the ball around. Pets is going to grab the rebound here for the Minden Lady Buffs. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up with all the final stats. And then it's Kearney Catholic and Centura at 7:15 to see who gets to take on Minden. Centura ranked ninth, Kearney Catholic 10th in today's updated rankings as the ball is lost out of bounds by the Minden Whippets. 1:37 to go. 72-34, Minden. Minden put up 84 points in the second game of the year against Ogallala. They put up 80 points three times this year, 85 against Alma, and a whistle and a travel on Gibbon. Just their second of the quarter. They did take much better care of the basketball in the second half, but that's because Minden took off the full court pressure. 16 turnovers in the first half, 6 in the second half. And right now, Whippet basketball. Get it into the paint. Peterson, kick it out. Nelson, top of the key. Hollinger for the three. It's good. Allison Hollinger hits her first bucket of the ball game, and it's 75-34. With a minute to go here in the contest. Gibbon Buffaloes with Van Meter up top. They'll lose some very nice seniors, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Peterson. More free throws coming up. But Quincy Martinez, Tessa Van Meter, and, of course, Jerrica Pearson. So not a ton of seniors. A lot of these kids will be back. A team that went, if Pearson would have played all year, they'd have been an above 500 team. The free throw is up and in by Tessa Van Meter. Her first point of the basketball game. And into the ball game, Micah Stahl. And again, Jerrica Pearson got hurt midway through the third quarter when her and Brooke Kissinger bumped heads. And she took the brunt of it. Second free throw is up and in. Van Meter hits them both. 75-36. With 55 seconds to go here in Gibbon season. Minden will improve to 20-1. And head to Thursday's sub-district final at 7 o'clock, 45 seconds to go. Whippets up top, Hollinger swings it over to Stadler. Cindy into the right-hand corner to the low post, Peterson. Double team, kicks out left elbow. Nelson, 18-footer, up and in. So Emily Nelson gets in the scorebook. She passed up a few shots earlier, but not there. 30 seconds to go. Gibbon with Van Meter. Emma to the free-throw line, takes the runner. It's up too strong. Rebound comes down to Monica Petz. That's her fourth of the game. To Nelson, 20 seconds to go. Nelson to the baseline, to Peterson underneath. Turnaround jumper up and in. Bailey with 5 points, 79-36. And Gibbon has the ball for what should be the final shot of the basketball game. Micah Stahl on the left wing. Gets it down on the low post, but it's dropped out of bounds. And it will be back to Minden with 4 seconds to go. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. Misco Sports postgame show coming up next. Emily Nelson has it. Let's see if she even shoots the ball. Nope, just going to dribble it across the timeline, and this ball game is over, and Minden looked really, really good tonight. The Lady Whippets, 79, and the Gibbon Lady Buffs, 36. The Misco Sports postgame show comes your way next on Classic Hits.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
And welcome back. It's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Misco Sports has everything you need for the upcoming spring sports season, whether it's baseball or softball. They're getting in new styles of gloves and bats daily. Get your uniforms ordered. Folks are doing it already at Misco Sports on the Bricks, downtown Kearney Center, wishing everybody the best of luck as they advance on in the postseason. For Gibbon, here's a look at their final numbers in the basketball game tonight. Carissa Cranow, one rebound. Quincy Martinez, one rebound. Tessa Van Meter, 2 points and a team-high 5 rebounds. Taylor Godferson led the team in scoring with 15 points tonight. Ashley Kastner had 2 points and a rebound. Micah Stahl, 3 rebounds. Nicole Treadway, 2 points, 1 rebound. Kate Baker, 2 points. Emma Van Meter had 9 points, 4 rebounds. And Jerrica Pearson, who went out with an injury early in the third quarter, 4 points. And 2 rebounds in her final game. 10 rebounds in the first half, 8 in the second. All the free throws were in the second half, where they were 6 of 11 in the third quarter and 5 of 6 in the fourth quarter. 3-point shooting, 1 of 9 in the first half and 0 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers were given 16 in the first half and 7 in the second half. The Buffaloes had 11 points at halftime, scored 25 in the second half, and Gibbon will finish with 36 points, 18 rebounds, 11 out of 17 at the free throw line, 1 of 14 from three-point land, and 23 turnovers. Gibbon started the year 9-3. Pearson got hurt. They finished the year 1-8 in those last 9 games to go 10-11 on the season, but lose just the 3 seniors, and Gibbon ends the year at 10-11. And we want to thank Coach Rasmussen and all the Buffaloes for their hospitality. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for the Minden Whippets right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on-site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath Auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath Auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Give you a score update here from our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Central City after one quarter, 20-8. St. Cecilia leading Central City. I guess that's actually on 1230 AM KHAS, but you can catch them all on the web. St. Cecilia leading Central City 20-8. That'll be followed by Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central. Right now, Sutton is playing Donovan Trumbull on The Breeze. Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's look at the final numbers for Minden. Mackenzie Miller, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 1 block. Carly Satorius, who did not play in the second half, had 1 rebound. Brooke Kissinger hit 5 threes, had 19 points, 2 rebounds. Hallie Bauer, 15 points and a team-high 8 rebounds. Cassandra Choquette, 3 rebounds. Emily Nelson, 2 points. Allison Hollinger, 3 points. Bailey Muller, 4 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. Monica Pence had 4 rebounds. Bailey Peterson, 5 points, 2 rebounds. And Jamie Kissinger scored the first 9 points of the game for Minden, and that was in less than 90 seconds. And she ends up with a game-high 26 points and 2 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. The free throws were all in the second half, 2 of 2 in each quarter. 3-point shooting for Minden, 5 of 11 in the first half, 5 of 16 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Minden had 42 points at halftime. They scored 37 in the second half, And the Whippets finish with 79 points, 30 rebounds, 4 out of 4 at the free throw line, 10 of 27 from three-point land, 3 block shots and 14 turnovers as the third-ranked Minden Whippets improved to 20-1 on the season with a 79-36 win over Gibbon, and will play the Kearney Catholic Centura winner Thursday night at 7 o'clock here at Northwest Rosencrantz Gym right here on Classic Hits. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. It's youth wrestling time. State wrestling's going on, and then it's full-fledged little kids wrestling. They've got the singlets, the headgear, the knee pads, and the shoes from brand names like Adidas, Asics, Brute, and Matman. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda, saying once again thanks to all the many fine sponsors for joining us. We'll take about a 15-minute break and be back 7:15 with the tip-off, 7:10 with the pregame for Centura and Kearney Catholic. Again, the final, Minden 79, Gibbon 36.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birchill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birchill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. The independent agents representing Auto Owners Insurance Company will help you keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
See the Kroll Agency in Minden, Hastings, Kennesaw, and Roseland.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.